I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A young deaf girl in Central Asia was recently hospitalized after her family learned about her Christian faith and beat her for it. Neighbors heard her screams and called police, but when they showed up, they decided it was a family matter and didn't intervene. Right now, the local church is hoping to take the girl in for protection. Rob Myers with Door International says deaf believers are targets of persecution like any other believers in hostile areas, but they can't always defend themselves to authorities because of the sign language barrier. But Myers explains,
when we talk to our own staff about the persecution that they experience, many of them will say, I would rather experience this persecution and through it have one of my enemies come to Christ.
Please pray for deaf believers in hostile areas to be bold in witnessing their faith so that others may also come to know Christ. And April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so we're going to look at Peru, where family violence is actually quite common. Beth Allen of Food for the Hungry says mothers are asking for help.
It wasn't about water. It wasn't about schools. Violence against children was the number one thing that they wanted help with, and they just didn't know where to go. And they feel enslaved by this, by the need to hit a child, the emotional need to feel like that was their only outlet and their only way to discipline.
Food for the Hungry's program to end family violence begins with the power of community. Groups of women meet to learn parenting skills based on biblical principles, and local churches then step in to provide emotional, spiritual, and physical care for the families. And the results have been so positive that the program has been taken to other countries. For details, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.